It is 8 to 7. Well, we do it every Tuesday morning around this time.
The biggest show in town is Huckleberry Hound. For all you guys.
Here's our very own TV news hound. He is Steve Malk from tvblackbox.com.au. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Andrew.
How are you feeling, mate? How bad is the pain? Of course, Game of Thrones is gone. It's gone.
Look, it is sad to have something that has run for 9 years wrap up. I mean, you get invested in these things. However, it is absolutely balanced by the fact that I thought it was actually a pretty good finale.
Okay, you do? Because I've read different reviews of the finale, people screaming for blood.
Well, those people are wrong.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, look, I think it's been telegraphed all season, and I agree with some of the concerns that it's been a rushed season. Yep. There has been only 6 episodes in this season 8, where normally we would have gotten 10. Yep. However, I think that they had a lot to wrap up, they had a lot to address.
Yes, they did. And
so what we got was some pretty straight to the point answers, some questions, and if you didn't catch on, you know, with the second last episode, that not everything is going to happen the way you want it to,
no.
Then that's how it's going to be.
Well, who would have thought that and then the altogether became, I mean, I wouldn't have thought about it, Steve.
I mean, that almost worked. Well done, Blandy.
Oh, thank you. Look, for somebody who's never watched the show, but will do at some stage. I hope you're around in about 20 years, mate, when I manage to retire one day and get to watch this show. I'll give you a call and say, hey, it's not bad, Steve, is it? Game of Thrones.
Yeah, sure. And by then you'll have, Sure.
Okay, mate, let's move on, shall we? What else is happening TV-wise? Eurovision is gone. Was that well supported by people actually watching it?
Yeah, look, it's always got a whole, like a very sort of solid support base. Lots of people get up early in the morning to watch it live.
Yep.
That's when the most energy is. And then, of course, the repeats happen of an evening. Congratulations to Kate Miller-Heidke, who I thought represented Australia extremely well. Mm-hmm. 9th, she was ripped off.
Yeah, well.
She should have got way better than that. But nonetheless, we're off to the Netherlands in 2020. Because their little quiet dirge of a song is apparently what everyone wanted for a Eurovision winner this year.
Indeed, I look forward to Jack Vigen taking the mantle off Kate Miller-Heidke and representing us next year, mate.
Look, very possible, given that he's competing in The Voice this year. Grown-up Jack Vigen, who apparently didn't walk past a Botox office he never liked, is landing on our screens as one of the contestants for The Voice Australia.
That's incredible.
Which kicked off on Sunday night for Channel 9. And look, it's done huge business for them so far.
Yeah, no, indeed it has. I don't like listening to too much Jack Vigen. I prefer just a smidgen of Vigen, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. All right. A hint,
yes. Just, yeah, slither. So The Voice is back now. The Big Bang Theory is over, but we're not going to see it for 7 weeks.
That's right, and it's a bit of a shame on Nine's part that what has been a huge ratings hit for them. Everybody has always tuned in to see new episodes of The Big Bang Theory, and they've left fans hung out to dry because we're 7 weeks behind America.
Well, we're going to know, though, aren't we, what's going on?
Well, if real fans will have seen it already, and even if you're not a real fan, you may have even stumbled across a story about the Big Bang finale, and it's, you know, because lots of websites, Australian included, are writing it up. So are Nine simply shooting themselves in the foot, or are they hoping that everyone forgets and that they can just go, oh, hey, everyone, look over here. Here is the Big Bang finale when it happens in 7 weeks.
Yeah, indeed. You did say shooting in the foot, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. Look, the election's done and dusted. Australia has decided, Steve. And, of course, everyone had a crack at letting us know who was going to win. The ABC, though, you reckon have the numbers to win the battle of that coverage?
Yeah, head and shoulders above the rest. In no small part to the fact that Anthony Green lives on the ABC. And he delivered, again, another incredible analysis of the election live as it's running out.
Yep.
That's the real ABC point of difference. I mean, otherwise it was sort of, you know, this is okay, and 10 entered back into the fray for the first time in years. It wasn't very good, but it was a good start.
Yep.
The problem is when these things are only every 4 years or so, you don't get a lot of practice at them.
No, you don't, do you? No. No, I can imagine. But, look, I must admit that we're all a bit surprised, I suppose, the result of the election. So that made it at least interesting, I guess, as far as coverage goes. People go, oh, wow!
And some long coverage. I mean, with the opposition leader Bill Shorten conceding just before midnight and the Prime Minister taking the stage just after midnight, it meant for some very long shifts for people anchoring the coverage.
All right then, mate. Now, look, just a footnote here. Game of Thrones finished, but there is another show coming along which is supposedly a couple of hundred years earlier. Is that right?
A couple of thousand years earlier.
I get mixed up with the zeros there, yes.
Still based in Westeros, there is a prequel series currently being... just entering production now. It apparently is due to launch in either 2020-2021, which will be big for HBO. They're going to push that hard. But don't forget, Game of Thrones fans can still get their very last taste. Next week, they're running a documentary based on the making of the entire series. It's called The Final Watch. 2 hours of This Is How We Made Game of Thrones, including interviews with the cast and all of those sorts of things. It's going to be massive.
And Jon Snow cries.
Apparently.
Yes, apparently. Not that I would know, but apparently. Mate, you are loved by millions throughout the planet. How do we find out? How do we get more Mulkey into us?
Well, in a way that we can talk about on radio,
yes.
You can read about it on tvblackbox.com.au, or if you're into podcasts, look up TV Black Box and you can hear it in your human ears.
Love your work. Thanks, Steve.
Cheers, mate.